says all kinds of shit.
I'm some motherfucking
loopy. I think the boy wants to jam.
The 200 ripes, 11 deaths.
I think that's stupid, and I think it's totally trendy.
That's not what I said.
How the fuck did you get up here anyway?
Blazing buzzer buttocks.
I'm sick and fucking tired of arguing.
Under my feet.
Hey man, you better wash that mic off.
I've always felt that we're here, you're here, let's have as few barriers between the band and the fans as possible.
Yes!
Hey, this is Mike Mueller, also known as Met Fan Mike, and you're listening to And Podcast for All.
I don't even know how to tell you this.
What an intro.
Yeah, exactly. We are recording. By the way, welcome back to In Podcast for All. I'm Shane Obershaw.
And I'm Jeff Winslow. I'm back.
You're back, dude. Season 16, Episode 3. Season 16, Episode 2, you were MIA. And I'm not talking about the airport code for Miami.
Yeah, no, I had...
Everyone was wondering where you were.
Oldest daughter's birthday party was that day.
Oh, that's right.
She turned 13.
You have a teenager.
I officially have a teenager now, yeah.
That makes you old.
No, it just means that I wasn't the smartest with my, decisions when I was a teenager.
Yeah, you only live once.
YOLO.
13. Man, it doesn't feel like she's 13.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Just think, in 2 years, you'll be giving her driving instructions.
I know. I'm like, where is the time gone?
Sophie, the brake is on the left. God.
Yeah, but she's going to be like, but so is the clutch pedal.
Knowing you, she's going to drive a manual for any... You probably won't even let your kids drive an automatic.
They're going to learn in a manual, considering I have the Evo and the Challenger. They're both manuals. I figured there's plenty of cars to learn on. That's what they're going to start out on.
Before I get to what I was laughing about when we hit record, how's the Evo?
It's great. Absolutely love it.
Three speed?
Yeah, yep. Three speed on the tree.
On the tree. It's like a 57 Chevy.
Yeah, there we go. No, I absolutely love it. I've been wanting one for a long time, and it's treating me well, so no complaints yet.
How fast does it go?
Fast enough.
How fast have you had it? Let's be honest.
I actually haven't had it very fast yet. I've been kind of driving it like a grandma just because, you buy a new car, new used car, you just want to make sure you're kind of easing into it. But
all new cars do that.
Yeah, exactly.
How many Chevy quotes do I have for you already?
Chevrolet Chase.
Chevy Chaser. All right, I have to get to what I was laughing at.
So what's so funny?
Have the memes today with O.J. Simpson just been fucking amazing?
I think my favorite one I saw today was...
I'm already laughing. I don't even know what you're going to say because I know it's going to be just epic.
I think it was the one that says O.J. expired and it had the orange juice, like the gallons of orange juice with the expiration date or something on it.
I saw Bob posted, the juice has been squeezed.
Yeah.
But some of them are fucking ruthless.
Yeah, is it true? Did he really tweet out he did it and then delete it and then die?
No, it's fake.
No, I know.
But the one that shows him with him and Nicole on their wedding day and it says reunited.
Oh, it's messed up.
Oh man, is that twisted?
One that I saw that I think the probably the most twisted one that I saw. It was just a picture of him and. Said RIP OJ, this is a rare W for cancer. I was like, oh, that's so messed up.
The one similar to that was, it was a picture of OJ and Nicole.
Yeah.
And I just have to show you. It's amazing what we laugh at, man. I mean, the most serious shit is just comical in minutes on the internet. Oh, where'd it go? Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's messed up.
All right, so I know this is true. There's been speculation on the internet. My dad went to mortuary science school with, at the time, the current coroner of L.A. County.
Okay.
So very much involved.
Mm-hmm.
The coroner and like 50 undercover police officers were watching O.J. at like the visitation and the funeral like 2 days after.
Yeah.
Do you know that that motherfucker leaned in and kissed Nicole in her casket?
No, I did not know that.
Just think about that for a second, dude.
Maybe he had nothing to do with it. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, okay. Think how fucking cold and low
of a human being you have to be to have your wife killed and then kiss her as she's going down into the ground.
You just didn't stab her twice. You stabbed her 53 times and she was damn near decapitated. And then you act with your kids by your side like you're the loving husband kissing your wife goodbye. Okay.
What if he didn't do it?
Don't even start with that. It's the biggest joke of our lifetimes in a courtroom.
What if he didn't do it, though? Let's just say for 1 second. We all know what really went down in Chinatown, but let's just say for 1 second. What if he actually
didn't? You don't even have to think about it because there's no other alternative.
Well, I guess in his afterlife, he's getting dealt with whether he did or didn't do it.
My dad calls me. Hey, did you hear OJ died? Yeah. Yeah, he's probably in hell looking for the real killer.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, that's...
You were probably too young to remember that, but dude, that was like the 90s. That
yeah,
trial like was a year long.
I remember there's stuff always being on TV about it,
mm-hmm.
but obviously wasn't really old enough to understand the significance of it until I got a little bit older. But I remember seeing stuff on the TV when I was younger.
On the tube.
On the tube, the boob tube.
I was in junior high when that was like an 11-month trial. That's unheard of these days.
Yeah. It's because it was the juice, man.
Hertz commercials, Naked Gun 33 and a third.
Mm-hmm.
Other naked guns. Speaking of, that dude up in your neck of the woods was found guilty today of that Apple River slaying. Remember him?
I do recall it. He did get found guilty, though.
Yeah, like he went nuts at like the boat ramp in Stillwater.
I remember hearing about that. Yeah, no, well,
or
he
Apple
should,
River.
He should be. Yeah. Should be guilty.
You guys are nuts up there in the north.
That's because we have to deal with negative 30 and then 130.
True. Yeah, it's not negative 30 right now.
No, it's been great, actually. Haven't had too much snow. It's going to be like 75 on Saturday, so I'll take that.
I think the worst is behind you guys.
Hopefully. He'll be back in at nighttime next week. He'll be like mid-30s next week at nighttime. But
yeah, I'm just talking snow, though.
Yeah, we should be over it.
Here in the here and in the now.
In the now.
Oh. Yes, sir. Your take, I haven't talked to you since 2 weeks ago. Your take on the Elton John tribute.
Oh, the their cover? I thought it was pretty good.
I did too.
You know, excuse me.
I wasn't excited about it, but after I watched it a couple times, I'm like, that was actually pretty fucking good.
I do like the OG version of that song. And
sure.
You know, it's a very theatrical kind of sounding song, almost like a a Styx kind of vibe, you know what I mean?
Sounds like you're listening to a play when you hear that song.
Yeah, and that's what I like about it. It's very, like, visual when you hear it. And that's the thing, is Metallica did a great job with the song, but like all cover songs they've done post-Garage Inc., they just make it sound like a Metallica song, which isn't a bad thing, but it took away some of that visual aspect, and it just it made it a little bit more dry. But that's obviously that's what they go for. They're a straightforward, you know, rock and roll band. But the
visual of what?
Well, again, it's just you listen to the original, and there's a lot more going on. Obviously, there's just the four of them. I don't expect them to recreate everything. It's just they Metallica-ized it. It sounded like every cover they do, it just sounds like them. I don't know. It's a really weird way to put it, because I know every band that does a cover of, you know, within reason, it sounds like them, but they really make every song sound like they wrote it.
Like Bread Fan.
Yeah. It's just, and it's not a bad thing. It's not a rip whatsoever. I don't mean it that way. It's like I said, overall, I thought it was good for a song like that. That's not an easy song to cover.
Oh God, no. Long too.
Yeah. Long song. Not an easy song to sing well. And, you know, again, James, he made it Metallica, and it sounded good. A little edited, but that's all right.
If you could pick one song where they did not sound like Metallica on a cover, what would it be?
Where, like, they actually sounded like the other band that they're covering?
Like, if... I know you're not going to say Bread Fan, but just think of how different Budgie is compared to Metallica's version. If they sounded, like, spot on, like a tribute band...
Yeah, oh man, that's a good question, because there's obviously a lot of, you know, really iconic songs that I would love to hear them cover. I don't know, maybe I maybe can't pinpoint a specific song, but maybe a Black Sabbath song.
I was thinking of one we've already heard, like on
Grudge. Oh.
I was thinking like Page.
No, Page, I like that they Metallica-ized that. And that's why I said mostly like post-Garage. So like cover songs they've done post that. Because that, there was good dynamics in Garage Inc. You know what I mean?
But I want to hear Kirk play that intro saxophone.
I guess I'm talking about like things like the Ronnie Rising medley. Or what was that Maiden song that they did on Wings, or what? I forgot which song they did. They did the Paul Di'Anno era Maiden song. I forgot which one it was. And then even like the, which I really liked it, but like the Ecstasy of Gold. And it's just like,
Remember Tomorrow?
Or was that what it was?
Yeah.
Was that Remember Tomorrow? That was the cover they did. I honestly couldn't remember which song it was. I haven't listened in a long time. But it's like when you listen to all those covers, they all sound the same within reason. You know what I mean? There's not a whole lot of dynamic.
Like Ronnie Rising, that whole thing?
Yeah, it's like it's just...
Yeah.
Like if you were to put that on and tell someone, or not tell someone that that's a cover, and then play, let's see, what did they have at that time? That was like, what, Hardwired era?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you were to play someone that didn't know that was a cover and then play something off of Hardwired and put them side by side, people would just think that that was a song that was...
Yeah, it was on the bonus disc on 2.
Yeah, so I mean, it sounds like it could essentially just be a B-side on Hardwired.
Is this Halo on Fire? No, it's the Ronnie Rising. Oh, it sounds the same to me.
Yeah, you know, and again, I'm not... It sounds like a rip. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying they Metallica-ized the song, and it was what I expected it to be, but it was good. It was good. I enjoyed the harmonies. I thought that Rob having his bass up all high like a Rasta man now.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I want them to do another cover record personally. Like I had almost rather them, instead of doing one more studio record, put out Garage Inc. Part 2.
Yeah, Garage Anger.
Garage Anger. Yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool. That's the way they should go out. Like, pick the most iconic songs that they can do.
All right, here's 72. We're ending with covers just like we started.
Yeah. I mean, what a full...
covers, Evil, Blitz, and The Prince. Now we're going out with these three.
What a full circle moment, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be upset with it, personally.
What does Bob want them to cover again?
I don't know. Maybe one of them weird bands he listens to, like Green Jelly or something.
it's like Maiden or Sabbath or Priest.
I wanted to hear them cover Heaven and Hell. I don't know if now at this point.
I agree. We've talked about that before.
We have talked about it. I don't know if at this point in their career, unless they tune it down maybe a little bit, I don't know if that's a song that James is going to go out and sing, you know, in the 60s singing some Ronnie Jim. That's tough. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to hear the studio version of Vultures.
Yeah, do you think any of that will come out with like a Saint Anger box set or something?
Well, it sounds like Load's going to be later this year. So we're getting to that era where it's like...
Yeah, well, we still have
a new song, and I want the other new song studio version.
That was 06. We have a ways to go until we get there.
Yeah, but that's what I want.
Yeah, me too.
And like you've always said, where's the studio and demos of Minus Human and Clover?
It's not about what you want. It's about how I feel.
Well, I don't feel very well, so I need to hear the OGs.
Yeah, where are the studio versions? Because
dude,
didn't you tell me that all of the stuff is, well, I guess.
What stuff?
I was going to say they had all the orchestra stuff overdubbed, but they played it live anyways. Yeah, yes. There's got to be a studio version of it somewhere, you'd think. At least a demo, maybe. Maybe not.
Like a four track of them rehearsing before they met the symphony. There's got to be.
How cool would that be if they re-recorded those songs now as a studio version? Like, here's the unreleased songs that we didn't...
No symphony.
Yeah, do Clover like how you do it live.
And I want to hear the Presidio sessions.
Yeah, who knows how much of that stuff... I mean, that was all...
Dude, somewhere.
That's all Pro Tools. It was all the digital era, so you got to think somewhere. There's a hard drive sitting in Lars's vault somewhere that has all of that shit in it.
Easily. They save all that stuff.
Watch, that's the only era they didn't. They're like, forget the Saint Anger. Everybody hated that record.
I was going to segue into this, but I have no idea how. Are you still there?
Am I still there?
Oh, Riverside just did a huge, control-alt-delete. Red lights are still on, so we're still chatting.
I was going to say, I see you. Even though I'm at this weird angle because I have all my stuff moved upstairs right now.
Do you agree with me that Metallica probably protects their instruments and investments better than Jerry Cantrell does?
Initially I was going to say yes, but it made me think of a story about when a certain guitar got left in the back of a what was it, a Suburban or a Tahoe?
A rental car.
Yeah, and what guitar was it?
We'll get to that in a bit.
Okay.
That's a good memory, by the way. I already forgot about that. You're Jerry Cantrell, okay?
Yeah.
I chalked this story up to, Kirk leaving the Mummy or Greeny behind in a... hotel shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come to find out that there was just misplaced. When you claim that it was stolen out of your car in one or two cities, didn't even know where it disappeared at. Did you read that?
Yeah.
Well, it was either San Bernardino or LA. We don't know.
There's okay. A little bit of distance between those
60 miles.
Right. So
I just like...
I thought the whole story seemed a little bit fishy, to be honest, from the get-go. I was like, how do you not know? And how is there that much, distance between when you figured it out?
It's just, I find it hard to believe that Okay, let's start with the initial story. A guitar that iconic from that big of a musician, you leave that in the front seat of your car in just the parking leave lot. Like,
it duh, it was in what? A gig bag with another guitar.
You just sound like somebody else we've traveled with. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's just not a, it's not a, let's say it's a $5,000-$10,000 Les Paul, just a Les Paul standard. But that is like Cantrell's version of like Greeny or the Mummy, not from a price tag point, but like an iconic legendary instrument.
Well, yeah, almost like one of those quote unquote priceless guitars just because it is.
It'd be
one
like
of one.
Van Halen's Frankenstein.
Yeah, it's the 90s version of Van Halen's Frankenstein.
Like, how do you just leave that in the car and it's visible in a parking lot in a busy city? Like, you dumbass.
Yeah, again, I thought the story was a little bit dicey, a little bit weird.
It's fucking weird. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, oh, we found it. It was misplaced. Okay.
Misplaced where?
I just thought it was weird. And like you said, fishy, and in the end, stupid.
Yeah.
Damn.
Definitely not cool, man. Not cool. Especially a guitar that legendary.
Almost. OJ losing the guitar right up there with how dumb the eclipse was.
Yeah, not a fan of that. You know, it's funny. No. You know, it's funny. I didn't even know it was happening. I get on social media. Like,
Jeff,
later.
That, I don't mean to interrupt. That is so you.
I
didn't even know about it.
Had no idea. I looked online. Everyone's like,
"You're like,
oh,
the
eclipse."
About?
And I'm like, eclipse? I'm like, it was cloudy out. I didn't even know that it. Okay.
That is so you just like, yeah, whatever. Didn't know about it.
Didn't even know. Didn't even care.
No.
Everybody's looking up at it. I was inside.
I'm going to talk about this for a while, so just buckle up and get comfortable.
I think Pizzle would agree with me, though, too. He probably was like, had no idea it was happening.
Pizzle doesn't even know what year it is.
Yeah, maybe. He might have to write down the year on some of his forms at work, but maybe not. I don't know.
The mass excitement and social media attention and media attention that this eclipse got was way over the fucking top.
Yeah, why did everybody?
I don't get it.
What's the big deal?
And I tried to get it, and I'm like, am I the only one that's like, you know, the Grinch or Debbie Downer here?
Doesn't it happen like every 5 to 10 years or something anyways?
It's
or...
like every 40 years.
Oh, it's only every 40?
But I'm like, it's, well, like a full one, which they call totality.
And this was a full one?
Yeah, it's a dot going in front of a dot. That's what happens.
And I missed it because the government put clouds over my city? Oh, darn.
Well, Minneapolis always has clouds over, you know. You're still recovering from the riots there from 4 years ago, so there's smoke in the air.
Touche, my friend.
The Lake Street smoke is still obstructing
it's
your view
still
of the
there.
Sun.
It's like Chernobyl, the aftermath. Lingering effects.
So that day, I'm flying from Miami to Dallas.
Oh, I see what happened. And all of a sudden, the lights went out. And you're like, hey, who turned out the lights?
Find that cocksucker.
Yeah, right. Plug that in.
Who pulled the plug? So I'm flying. We knew it was going to happen. It was on the news all day. The day before, I start seeing people from Minneapolis that I know on Facebook driving to Missouri and Indiana to get a prime spot for where it crossed over. Traveling to get in the totality path. Now,
was Bill McClure one of them?
I don't think so. I don't think Bill gave a shit. I get to draw a line from Dallas in the, I think about this. like Dallas, east to St. Louis, and then right over downtown Cleveland, and then like up to like Maine as the path of the perfect area to be in.
Yeah.
People flew from Japan, Amsterdam, Italy, Hawaii to DFW.
I was going to say, to Branson, Missouri?
Right, to take a bus to go 50 miles northeast of Dallas to be right in the perfect path of totality. And they were selling merch, like, you know, like it was an event. So well, this happened between like 1:30 and 2:45.
Didn't I tell you I got you a t-shirt?
Right. I landed in Dallas at 4, and all these people, you know, returned back to the terminal to catch the return flight for the night.
Yeah.
And they're wearing these Total Eclipse April 8th, I was there and witnessed the event, like, event shirt. I was like, well, yeah, this is a little too much.
Guess what? Everybody that was alive on the Earth were part of that event, too, so good for you.
So you had to get a t-shirt.
Yippee.
No. Now.
Rewind it. Take that golf clap back.
The rewind you just did is like in the beginning of Seattle 89. Where it shows San Diego, but then it rewinds back to 89.
Yep. One of the best little compilation videos ever. I love that intro.
Like the VCR skipping.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, later in the day and this week, I've seen some badass pictures from professional photographers that got a glimpse of it and were in the right area.
That took a picture of a black circle.
Yes, that's what I'm getting at. The photography's been phenomenal. But impressed. These people need more excitement in their life is my point.
I mean, that's pretty exciting if you're traveling around the world to go see a black dot in the sky. That's pretty exciting.
For 13 minutes and it's over and back to normal. There's the sun again.
All right, back to Tokyo.
Yeah, think of that. You've flown to Italy.
Yeah.
Think of that round trip just to witness a 13
minutes
dot.
Of dot.
And dots for all.
Whew, that's the name of this episode.
Like, I just don't. I was one of the few where I'm like, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it's 2024. Everything is ridiculous.
Like, people need to get a hobby. People need to get laid more.
Well, it's because social media made it a big deal.
Yes.
Just like everything else that is a thing that's popular, whether it's Starbucks or Stanley Cups or whatever it is. If social
Starbucks
media
and Stanley is retarded.
And the thing is like, if social media makes it popular, then all of a sudden everybody has to do it. If social media says, hey, the world's running out of toilet paper, everybody rush and get toilet paper.
Right.
Next thing you know it, we're out of frickin' toilet paper. For what? What did COVID and toilet paper have anything to do with each other?
Everybody hurry up and go put your mask on. Oh, okay, I'll do just that.
It's funny. I just saw Barstool Sports video. They're doing their
Portnoy.
They're doing the mini golf tournament. It's like indoors, and one of their film crew people had a mask on. It's like, really? 4 years later, you're still wearing a mask?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Portnoy. Fire him.
Now, if you have a health condition, I understand.
That's
fair.
But
if you're wearing it because of the media told you to, it's a little late.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. That's fair. Health conditions, you can't really argue with that. But yeah, no, if it's,
I know a couple of people that have that, so I give them a pass.
Right, and I guess that's a bit arsehole of me to maybe just say that, because who knows, maybe that guy does. But man, I don't know.
Traveling halfway around the world and buying a shirt to see two dots collide.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Black hole sun and go home.
And
merch, Jeff, merch.
Here, all I had to do was look outside and I wouldn't have seen it.
look outside right now at 10:30 p.m. and it looks the same as what you would have saw the other day. Merch.
Yeah.
Get your 50-50 shirts.
Get your 50-50. Yes. Now that deserves a golf clap.
Thank you. These people have not been laid or they've never seen Kiss live. Those things are exciting, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I've never seen Kiss live, but I've got Kiss.
That's the highest spectacle of a rock show that where I'm like, I am on the edge of my seat. This is fucking mind-blowing.
Yeah, that's...
I've seen videos of people losing their minds and cheering and clapping downtown Cleveland as it passed over.
Well, first off, who's going to downtown Cleveland?
You and I went there to see the Christmas Story house.
I know. We were there and we rock and roll Hall of Fame Museum.
I like Cleveland.
Cleveland's all right. It's better than Detroit.
And we saw the Indians with a walk-off grand slam.
Right.
Oh, wait. They're called the Guardians now.
Yeah, see, now I don't like Cleveland again. You had me going there for a second. I was like, all right, you're right. We had a good time there. Nope, I'm out.
OJ, Cantrell, and the Eclipse. What a week.
Yeah, and I mean, as we record this, see, for me, I'm missing like a bunch of all of these like iconic things because, you know, what is it, the 11th?
You're today? Too busy driving an Evo.
Too busy freaking getting pumped up for UFC 300. That's going to be on Saturday, the 13th. So by the time this airs, obviously it'll already have happened. But
is it in Vegas?
It's in Vegas, number 300. It is the biggest, most stacked, most insane event that they've put on to date.
Yeah, but it ain't Tyson versus Jake
on Netflix.
When is that, by the way?
June or July? It's this summer.
No chance of that canceling, right?
Well, so there's
there was new rules.
There's stipulations, 2-minute rounds, 16-ounce gloves. They both have to pass a EKG test. Yeah.
Mike might not get past that point.
Well, that's, yeah.
Put that cocaine down for that test that week.
He's just a shroomer now and smokes dope.
I'm still putting money on Mike.
I think Mike can do it, but it would have to be within the first two rounds. There's just no way anybody's going to convince me, especially with how Mike Tyson. I mean, he's not in bad shape, but he's not a 27-year-old athlete who trains every day. Now people will laugh when I say that about Jake Paul, but nonetheless, he is an athlete now. It's what he does, and he spends all day, every day doing it.
Yeah, but Tyson's a freak, and he's angry. He's just gonna blow a fuse and just whoop ass.
But this is the thing. There's no way that someone's going to convince me that 57-year-old Mike Tyson, essentially off the couch for a training camp, is going to have the cardio to keep up with a 27-year-old. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you so might that's be surprised.
10 rounds, I'm pretty sure the fight is. So if – oh, and here's the other thing. The only way that there's a winner is if it's a knockout. If there's no knockout, there's no winner.
So it's a draw?
It's not even a real fight. It's like an exhibition with these goofy rules. Like
dumb.
I'm still gonna watch this dumb event, but I don't know, man. It's weird. Don't get me wrong, Tyson looks.
Is that in Vegas?
No, I think it's in Texas.
What? Oh, that's right. Tyson can't fight in Nevada. Didn't he get like a lifetime ban? After he ate Evander's ear.
Evander Holyfield's ear. Tyson's the ultimate troll. He makes THC gummies in their little ears that are got a little nibble bite out of it. It's like
a
gummy.
You're joking.
His THC gummy edibles are little gummy ears.
Their ears?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Oh my God.
Dude, Tyson's the man.
That's like something OJ would do.
I want Tyson to win. I just don't. If this was even Tyson 10 years ago, we'd be having a different story. But he's almost 60 years old, man.
You know what I just thought about?
Jake isn't a great boxer, but like I said, cardio. He's in shape. He's young. You know what I mean?
You know what I just thought about?
What?
OJ's funeral procession should be escorted by the LAPD like a slow speed chase.
What?
In the Bronco.
In the Bronco hearse.
The 92 Bronco.
The long Bronco hearse picture.
Can the LAPD be an official escort so it's a replay?
Nobody wants to do that again. What do you think his funeral is going to be like? Who do you think will show up? What kind of celebrities?
It was funny. My dad and I were talking about this earlier today. It's like, is this going to be some celebrity bullshit with all these homies, or is nobody going to show up?
What if they turn it into a reality TV show?
They could.
OJ's funeral.
You know, it'll be something that you and I haven't thought about. Someone will be like, what? Did you see this?
OJ's funeral coming to Netflix summer 24.
Yeah, right? UFC 300, I'm guessing T-Mobile Arena?
Yes, sir.
Vegas.
Me and my cousin
were... As Bill McClure would say.
Right?
Vegas.
My cousin and I were going to get tickets, but they were very expensive, and I just couldn't justify... Even, like, nosebleeds were stupid expensive.
Like F1 tickets.
Like, I was capping it at, like, $400 or $500 a ticket, like, of what I would have spent, and it was still more than that.
Really?
Yeah,
upper
so...
Upper deck?
Yeah.
How much? Yeah. 1,000?
They're, like, $700-$800, and then, like...
That's tough.
And what's and that's for upper, like, I don't want to even sit up there. Like, I want to at least be in the lower bowl, you know what I mean? And those
Let's
tickets,
be honest. You want to be sitting where you're at right now in your living room with the best picture in the house.
Yeah, I mean, but being there. To get ringside, to get cage side, tickets were like $18,000 to $20,000 a pop.
You'd be sitting right next to Trump.
Yeah, I'm sure Trump will be there.
Walk right by you. Oh, hey, Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. I'd say Donnie boy.
He'd be right there with Dana, wouldn't he?
He sits, dude, him, Dana, Kid Rock, Tucker, if he's with, they all just sit there in a line. Like,
yeah, you know. Bobby Rock walks by and goes, what's up, Jeff? How's one doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Tucker Carlson.
Dude, Tucker would be, that dude seems like he'd be a riot to hang out with.
300 UFCs. Where did that time go?
Well, that's just that's pay-per-views too, and they
that's
you know,
true. When did you get on board?
Years ago. I don't even know now.
150?
No.
200?
It was in the 200s for sure.
Okay.
I would, as far as a UFC fan, I'd be considered like a latecomer into it, but I did my homework. I went all the way back. I learned the history. You know, I feel like that's if you get into anything, especially a sport, you got to know where it came from. You know what I mean?
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar was on 100 and 200, UFC 100 and 200. It's interesting. They have a fighter. His name is Jim Miller. He's 40 or 41 years old, still fighting at the top of the game in the UFC. He fought at UFC 100, he fought at UFC 200, and he's fighting at UFC 300. He's the only fighter in history to ever do that.
That's some stamina.
That's insane, man.
That's some longevity, as they call it.
Straight longevity. Just like the boys up there playing shows, playing Elton John's music. It was, you know, I got to say, what
was... It'd be weird playing in front of him.
It was a cool moment to see when, so James is singing, and then they pan it to Elton, and Elton's singing along.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
to his own tune.
To his own tune. I'm like,
there
that's
was at one point I think he was fist bumping.
That's a cool moment. Like, imagine, like...
Sorry, fist pumping.
I wish that I could hear Elton's vocals over Metallica's music. You know what I mean? Like, hear it together. That would have been cool.
He was singing Vultures.
Whoa. He's singing, awesome. Death is not the end.
It's the beginning.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today.
Great music as far as that, but can we? That might be some of the worst lyrics ever written.
Yeah, there was a little working, a work in progress.
What was worse, that vocals. Or Lords of Summer?
Lords is way better than that new song, other new song shit.
Yeah, I guess, you know, with Lords I actually don't even...
Good song, man.
Lords is a great song, and the lyrics aren't even that bad. I'm just not a huge fan of the way the verse is sung. That's really... I don't like the kind of call and response I don't know. Not a huge fan of that, but yeah, no, Lords is a great song. Great song. I still think that should have been on the record.
Especially after they
touched it up. Yeah, it should have been on the record.
For the bonus track.
Should have been the first song on the record.
I said that all along. Take Murder One out and put Lords in there.
No, put Hardwired down at the bottom instead of Spit. Put Spit in the middle somewhere and then put Lords of Summer in the beginning.
No, you forgot I rearranged this. Spit opens the record. Hardwired closes it like My Apocalypse. 3 minutes, done. See ya. Bye.
Lords over Spit. Just get Spit out of there and replace it with Lords.
Oh, no.
I think Lords is a better song.
Get rid of Murder Spit. One and get rid of Am I Savage, and now we're talking.
Not Am I Savage.
Yes.
Murder One can go.
Yeah, it can. That Murder One could be like the secret bonus track.
Murder One could have been a Presidio session.
I love the tribute to Lemmy, but let's be too. Honest. It's terrible, not a
good
song.
Not a good song.
Not terrible.
It's not a bad song. It's just not a. It's not a bad song. It's just not a good song. It's a meh song. It's right in the middle.
Boring.
Yeah. I like Savage.
I don't like when he was up to that rack tom on his left hand. Doom. Gawk. Doom. 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 Get your left hand off the tom and just play a regular beat on the snare.
Well, that would be stalk. Fucking stalk.
Doom. Doom.
Why would you want it to be stalk, Shane?
I thought it was cool how James was connecting with Elton in the front row.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Kirk was probably like, why are we here? I don't get it.
We're on PBS or is it CBS?
The weird thing is I've seen two different versions of the mix. I don't mean to ruin this for people, but there's a mix that's been touched up a little bit.
I think everybody should just know that if and when the live video gets posted to Metallica's actual page,
it did.
It's going to be edited.
Yeah, they polished it.
They're not. It's not going to be directly off the board. They're not going to like put a full on album quality mix on it.
It's got a little Fiddleman polish on it.
It is going to be polished a little bit because they would be dumb to not do that. You know what I mean?
Did you listen to last week's episode that you were MIA on?
No, man, I didn't.
Didn't even listen to your own show and you weren't there.
I was not there. No, I told you, man, UFC 300. I'm trying to keep up with all these podcasts, keeping up with this, man. That's
first, you blamed your daughter's birthday. Now you're blaming the UFC for not listening to APFA episode 2 on season 16. Phil Anselmo called us.
Did you listen to it? You were there, so of course you didn't listen to it.
Of course I listened to it because I had to edit it. But Phil
called
in and you missed out.
I heard about it through the grapevine, through the Phil vine.
Through the World Wide Web.
Yeah, I heard about it. I did my homework.
It's incredible, dude. He might call next week.
Yeah, I don't know. Where was he tonight? Sleeping.
Just you and I. We're playing
catch-up. He's sleeping bare feet, New York City.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. That's how you get AIDS.
Yeah, step on a needle. And
walking
you got
around
the
barefoot? No, that's just how dirty Manhattan is. You step in a puddle, you'll get sick.
That's what I'm saying. Or you step on a needle and you end up like Magic Johnson.
That's not how he got it.
Well, that's not it.
You just sounded like Tyson.
Said, those aren't pillows.
Mr. Bob Signal and Larry and myself came up with our top five people who should let it go, watch it go, and hang it up.
Let it go.
I want to pick your brain with no notes or research. Pick five bands who are well past where they should have hung it up.
That's crazy that you asked me that because I initially had brought up the idea to do this and then I never even made a list, to be totally honest. So now I'm going to do it
on the fly.
That's what I mean. I'm going to do it off the cuff I think it'll be more interesting this way. Well, obviously, number one, I don't know what all of you guys picked. I hope we all agree on this one as number one, Motley Crue. Motley Crue's got to be the
we
one
discussed
that,
that
was in everybody's list, right? Like, it had to have been.
Actually, it wasn't.
It wasn't? Who didn't include Motley Crue?
Actually, none of us.
How is that not number one?
I don't
one?
Think we did. We brought it up, but it wasn't on our list. I had like Rod Stewart, Joan Jett, and the Stones.
Okay. Joan Jett still sounds good. She can keep it going
no,
a little
doesn't.
Longer. She sounds better than Rod. His voice is a little rough now.
I'm trying to think what else I brought up.
I would put Def Leppard in there. Def Leppard could
what?
Hang it up. Joe Elliott can't really sing anymore.
Yeah, but he says every four words. Every other
know,
four words.
Bands like Skid Row and Queensryche could hang it up.
We talked about Skid Row on their, you know, 14th singer.
Yeah, I mean, Lizzie's filling in, so it'll be cool for live, but it's not like she's a permanent member.
And Bob said Queensryche.
I agree with Queensryche, too, because, you know... But there's a lot of bands that really need to hang it up that are pushing it, that it's almost like you're not doing yourself any favors at this point.
Just keep you listing know, the ones that come to your mind.
Oh, man.
Green Day was mentioned.
Yeah, except their new album is good, so it's hard to put them in that category.
I haven't heard it.
It's like old school Green Day. It's good.
I went to your house. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, I'll tell you a band that's actually going on their farewell tour and they're about to break up that I don't think should break up is Sum 41. I'm really disappointed with that because
they've announced that last fall.
Yeah, and their new record they just put out, Heaven and Hell, or Heaven Hell, is great. It's a great record.
Like classic Sum.
Yeah, but like they have this, they are one of those pop punk bands that really were able to kind of like blur the lines between the pop punk and almost some thrash metal. And I love that band and I'm super bummed that they're breaking up. It bums me out because that's a band that like, I feel like they're still in their prime. They sound great live. The music they put out is still fresh. It still sounds good. It's still relevant with the crowd.
I've never seen them.
Yeah, man. It's
every time I think about them, I think I'm on her Metallica icon.
I loved that medley that they did. Mm-hmm. I always enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. It's funny when I think of it, it's always a Metallica reference.
They did that medley again years later on like Sirius XM. They did it like I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago. They did that Metallica medley. I think
really,
yeah, it was good. Yeah, and their farewell show, they're going to be here in Minneapolis in a couple weeks, but go figure, it's Lily's birthday is when they're going to be here.
Well, take the family to Sum 41.
That's Lily. You want to go to a concert on a Tuesday night?
Buy the kids a big Slurpee and a foam finger, and they'll be happier than pigs and shit.
Yeah.
Where are they playing at?
Oh, I don't remember.
Don't say the Myth.
No, not the Myth.
Target?
That's where Amanda is right now, actually. She's at the Myth with her sister. There's some, I don't know, rapper or something that her sister wanted to go see and was supposed to go with another person, but they dropped out, so Amanda went.
A rapper at the Myth? That's fitting. There'll be gunfire.
Yeah, I told her. I said, you should
places
maybe bring
a dive.
You bring a gun with because people get stabbed at the Myth.
Any rap hip-hop show at the Myth never ends well.
Any show at the Myth doesn't end well. I refuse to go to the Myth. Metallica could be at the Myth, and I wouldn't go see them.
Oh, I think you'd go to that one.
No, because I wouldn't be able to get in.
That'd be a perfect venue to see them at.
There'd be
how
a bunch
intimate
of,
would that place be?
Yeah, but there'd be a bunch of crazy psycho diehards that fly across the world to go
yeah,
see them.
Yeah, like
in some
Larry Levine.
In some small venue, so people that aren't even Minnesotans coming in like, get out of here. This ain't even your state.
I'll make a couple phone calls. We'll get in. God, seeing Metallica
yeah.
at the Myth would
no,
be
yeah.
amazing.
To see them in a
probably
club
sound
setting,
better.
just, dude.
They'd sound amazing in there.
that's the problem with the Myth, is that they have a great sound system. It's just literally everything else about that venue sucks. The people that work there.
Think how good Megadeth drinks, sounded in there.
Oh, dude, it was insane. It was they were so fucking loud in there,
perfect.
Too.
Perfect, yep.
Like, that building felt like it was shaking when they were playing.
It was.
It was nuts.
4,000 capacity. Megadeth, 6,500.
Yeah, dude. The worst I've ever seen it. That was right then and there. That's when I knew it. I was like, I'm never coming back here.
I honestly think that was the last time I was in the Myth is when you and I saw Megadeth.
I think that was the last time I was there, too.
And Taylor was there, and your old man was there.
Yep.
And I was like, it's fucking 4,000 degrees here. I'm going to die.
That show was so good, though. To be able to see Megadeth with Chris Adler. I mean, dude.
That's true.
I mean, think about that. To me, if I'm not going to see him with one of their prime drummers like Menza or DeGrasso, Chris Adler would have been the next best thing to see him with.
Yeah, I didn't see Menza. I saw Jimmy a couple times on Cryptic Writings.
Man, I wish I could have saw DeGrasso. Tour. Still my favorite drummer they had.
Totally just lost my train of thought. Thanks.
Mm. Train of consequences. Ha ha.
Consequences. Right. Myth. I saw Megadeth at the first Ave in 01.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. It was like 2 days after 9/11. Really, obviously, weird week. But yeah, at first Ave, I think that was that Risk? No. Yeah, no. Fuck, I don't know.
Megadeth at first Ave. And I'm pretty sure when they come here now, I think they play the Armory.
Yeah, and fill it up.
Oh, dude, they'd fill the Armory up easily.
Oh, they did last year.
Yeah, they were here last year in the Armory, yeah. I think. I love that venue. That's probably my favorite venue in the city.
Yeah, that's tight.
That venue is like, it's like the perfect in between a club and an arena.
I just lost my train of fucking thought.
Well, then just dynamite. Talk about something else. It probably wasn't even that dynamite.
It was about stuff.
It's about stuff, man.
And music. And meeting Dave Mustaine, and he signed my Kill 'Em All vinyl.
Did he really?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's on my wall. Haven't I shown you that?
I guess. There he rides.
The OJ Ford Bronco Hurst.
The hearse.
So if today's Thursday, that funeral is probably going to be like Sunday or Monday.
I wonder if he's cremated.
I don't know. That could be like a celebrity funeral of just losers that show up to that.
Yeah, maybe Corey Feldman will be there.
Oh, I just remember what I was talking about. Have you seen some of the Infectious Grooves footage with Jay and Rob?
With Weinberg?
Yeah, that's what I meant,
yeah,
Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking incredible.
Jay is too good for that band.
Dude, he makes that band.
He's such a good drummer.
Oh, my God.
But I'd go see him now just to see
with him and Rob playing. Rob's feeding off him. Dude, it is tight.
Maybe Rob will leave Metallica, go back to Infectious, probably. And then Jason can go be in Metallica again.
I thought you said you were going to try out this time. You and Twiggy can fight it out.
I don't want to be the bass player in Metallica.
Oh, okay.
Forget that. That's like being the drummer in Slipknot. Who'd want to do that?
Exactly. You wouldn't be able to drive your Evo.
No, I'd have to drive a Tesla or like a Range Rover or something stupid like that. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it'd be terrible. You have to travel by private jet, not the Evo.
Yeah, I'm trying to reduce my carbon footprint here with my car that gets 9 miles to the gallon.
9 miles to the gallon?
Not the Evo. I was talking about the Challenger.
Oh my God.
Evo gets good.
It's not an Evo. It's a Lancer.
It's a Lancer Evolution.
What color is it? I still haven't seen a picture of it.
It's silver.
What kind of rims?
It's just got the stock Mitsubishi wheels on it.
Like the five spoke?
No, they're like I don't know, like a 10 spoke or something. It's like a real simple design. Yeah. I don't know. Whoever owned the car before me, though, didn't know how to park for shit because the wheels are all curb rashed.
Oh, it's like a female parked it.
It really is a bummer because then I drive this car around and I'm like, oh, people probably walk by my Evo and like, oh, hey, cool. It's an Evo. Oh, wait, that person doesn't know how to drive it. And I'm like, no, it's not me. I don't ever hit curbs. I've never curb rashed my wheels ever. So
you need curb feelers.
I don't need them. Other people need them because people clearly don't know how to drive their cars. Like, how do you,
I know.
How do you pull up to a curb or go through a drive-through and just scrape the hell out of your shit? Like, I don't even get, how do you do that? How do you not know your car well enough to turn without scraping it?
Because you're an idiot, like my ex-girlfriend. I told you that with the Tesla.
The Tesla going through the, dude. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially those. Those are forged wheels, too. So those are super, super expensive.
Yeah, it was a fun fucking day finding that out.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I was in the passenger seat when it happened. No. It went. And then she said, oh, what was that? And then proceeded to go. After she said that.
And you said, well.
You know those things that happen in life that where it's like it happens in slow-mo?
And that's like, how you, no.
That's how you felt. You're like, no. It was like, and she said, what was that? And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And then she accelerated again. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me that you just did that. You're like, so instead of a quarter of the rim, the whole thing.
I will say those Teslas are freaking wide, though. They're so wide. They're so freaking wide. I saw one next to a goddamn Range Rover, and it was wider than the Range Rover.
Yeah, it takes up the full lane.
Like, you couldn't fit a Cybertruck and a Model S in a standard two-car garage.
You can't. I've seen pictures.
I don't know if you could fit two Model S's in a standard five-car garage.
You can get a Cybertruck and a Model 3 in one garage.
Yeah, but not the Model S.
No, my S is wide. It's like a wide stance.
It's very wide.
Center of gravity, bro.
Yeah.
Shit is low.
And heavy.
I got up to 151 the other day. Huh? Wasn't even planning on it.
And then he said, you know what? YOLO.
151. I was trying to get around three semis in the Everglades. And it was my last chance to like really get out in front and not see them for the rest of the drive home from Miami.
I hope you weren't drinking any 151.
No, but that's a good combination.
Teslas and 151.
Mm-hmm. It's just one of those moments where I'm like, I got to make a move now. I'm in the middle of nowhere. There's no cops out here because it's the Everglades. There's no on and off ramps.
Yeah.
You know those moments where you punch it down and you're like, I'm fucking moving right now. And then you look down and you're like, and I'm moving.
Yep.
Because you don't have time to look down because things are happening.
It's how it is in the Challenger because it's, you know, obviously it's loud, but the thing is like.
People are going to hear this and they're like, oh, how reckless. And I'm like, it happened in 7 or 8 seconds.
I look down and I'm doing well over what I should be doing in that car sometimes. Yeah. And I'm like, I didn't even mean to.
It doesn't feel like you're going that fast because it's just, and we're there.
Even when I'm just cruising in the Challenger, it's like I'll just be on the freeway and I'm like, oh, I'm going 70. I look down, I'm going 95. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll slow down.
What kind of role model are you for your driving students? I mean, and for your 13-year-old wave of the future teenager?
She'll learn how to drive properly.
Dad, slow down. I don't know why you're upset. We're making good time.
Slow down!
Remember when she goes, Clark, you're doing 80 miles an hour. Back then, that was fast.
Yeah, 80.
Wasn't the national speed limit like 55?
Everywhere.
Back in the day.
If you most of the cars couldn't even go 80 miles an hour.
But if you look at old cars, I shouldn't say old cars, but cars from the 80s and 90s, on the analog speedometer, 55 is like a different size font.
Yeah, it gets big.
Do you realize that?
Yeah, the 55, especially on the slider and the 55 super big.
Where the needle is, 55, I think, was the national speed limit.
Yeah, well,
55 now is like what you do down your side street.
Like Sammy says, I can't drive 55.
Think about being on an interstate going 55 across the country.
I go 55 in the city with the students because that's the speed limit on the freeway in the city.
Right.
But that's when you're going through downtown.
Well, think about driving like Minneapolis to Dallas and you can only go 55.
It would take, well.
You would feel like you're just standing there.
Dude, we were only supposed to go 55 with the van and we were still going 80 with the freaking.
With the 16-foot trailer.
With the trailer with all that.
We had to get there. Loading's at 2.
Three and a half hours later, Shane's going, why are we pulling over for gas again? I'm like, well, because I've been going 90 the whole time. I used up the whole tank of gas.
Goose tank.
Dude, I did that in the Evo on the way back.
0 miles to empty.
My very first drive back, we're driving You're back.
Rolling it big time.
And we got into like Eau Claire and it was completely just.
Where'd you buy it?
It was in Darien, Wisconsin. So I know down. Yeah, down by the border of Illinois.
That's down by where the family truckster is.
Yeah, yeah. Tiny-ass tank. The car's only got like a 13-gallon tank or something in it.
That'd be a fun drive home.
It actually wasn't bad. The thing is, though, it's funny, you know, because it's a 5-speed. So, you know, with 5-speed cars, you know, once you get to 75, 80 miles an hour, you're at like 3,500 RPMs.
What?
Like,
yeah,
but the car is fairly quiet because it's stock, so it wasn't bad.
You ever been interested in doing the Cannonball Run?
Yeah, actually, I would do it.
Can you imagine how fun that would be?
I thought, you know, to get a group of people to compete in it together.
That's where you go New York to LA nonstop in about 27 hours.
Yeah,
25 hours.
The record for that, though, is insane.
They did that during COVID, which was brilliant.
I think someone beat it again. Like, it's like
insanity.
I think it's like 17 hours or something.
No, no way.
Let me look.
Like, you have to average 140 the entire trip.
That's true.
I mean, no. Average, dude.
Yeah, because isn't it with nonstop, it's like 28 hours. So it's probably like 24 or 25 hours. Let me look it up.
But to do that properly, I'm talking like 2 or 3 years of planning and modifying.
Oh, it is still the one from 2020.
Yeah, those guys are smart. They're like, okay, the country shut down. Let's go shatter this.
25 hours, 39 minutes.
New York to LA, right?
Yeah, average speed of 113. Think about that. Average.
That means you're holding a 130, 140 for hours.
Hours. That's insane.
While somebody sleeps.
That's insane.
I know.
God, that'd be so much fun.
I've always thought, like, if you look back on your life and you hold a record, tell me that wouldn't be just the top.
Oh, yeah, to do the...
I mean, can you imagine you're 40, 50 years from now? Shane, tell me something about your life. Well, I drove from New York to LA in 24 hours. You did what? Okay, time for a story.
24 hours is, I mean.
Think of that. It's just the adrenaline of driving that fast across the country in a day. I mean, that is a hell of an accomplishment.
I would be happy if I could make it New York to LA in
2 days,
26 hours straight.
Think of that.
27, 28.
I mean, in reality, that's a 4-day drive.
If you're a normal person.
Doing the speed limit and normal stops, that's a 4-5-day drive.
And you're doing it in just over a day.
Yes.
That's insane. Absolutely insane. Bonkers.
But just think of that rush, dude.
I would love to do it. If I didn't have kids,
you know what I mean? You know, they have spotters. They have all these like support teams along the way. I mean, it's a year-long planning process full time.
It's a shame that Tesla hasn't fully adapted to the solar powered, because that would be shatter the way to it. Do it.
Yep.
Oh, you'd shatter it in a Tesla if you could just
not even get out of the car.
But that's the thing, though.
It's coming.
What about nighttime? Because obviously you got to go through up until, because it's
your daughter's awake.
No, I think
it's the dog.
Well, yeah, it's the dog. But I think Amanda's home from.
Ask her about the rap show.
How was the rap show?
It was not rap.
Well, no.
EDM. Oh, it was EDM. Oh, wow.
EDM at the Myth.
Yeah.
Ask if there was gunfire.
Was there gunfire?
No.
Were there knives? I didn't hear what she said.
I don't know. There's some weird guy. Surprise.
At the Myth. Oh, shocking.
Yeah. Imagine that at the Myth.
Tell Amanda you want to move to Maplewood.
Hey, I want to move to Maplewood now. You got a t-shirt?
She got merch from the Eclipse.
I'll give it to you after I wash it. Just kidding. I meant to give you a shirt off.
Give it to the dog to chew on.
Yeah.
Where is the dog?
Well, he's sitting by the stairs right now. Let's see. Can I?
Damn, he is chill, dude. Amanda came in. He didn't even flinch.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got a good dog on your hands.
Yeah, he's all right. He's kind of a dumbass sometimes, but he's a puppy.
He's all up in your grill. Or he's had a long day. He's bushed.
Yeah, he's bushed. His dogs are barking.
I don't know if I'd ever go to an EDM show.
Yeah, I can't say I would either.
Like, I'd check it out in like 10 minutes and be like, you want to go to Chipotle? All right, let's go.
Yep, I could go for some Chipotle.
Like, I'd just be bored.
Yeah, I mean, the bass would be cool for like 10, 15 minutes hearing all of that like super heavy bass. But then after you hear it like 12, 15 times, you're like, all right, anything else? Okay, I'm ready to go.
Nope. I put EDM up there right with, like, seeing an eclipse.
It might even be worse.
Shirts are cheaper at the eclipse.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'd rather travel to see the eclipse. I'd get more enjoyment out of that.
It's kind of weird how little Metallica's been in the news lately. They're like totally on vacation. Like they shut her down for everything.
I'm shutting her down, boys. Just like TPB.
Just Elton was a rare occurrence. It wasn't even announced, and they're like back and like just shut her down until the tour.
Till the tour. Yeah, I was just about to say.
Then we can bitch about how good the European set lists are.
Yeah, because they'll get it well, and
then
by the time they get to US Bank, it'll be bells. You know, sad memory, Rome.
Don't forget fuel.
I'm all right with that one.
You like fuel. It's for people that own a Lancer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's for people that use petrol.
Europe, they're going to open with Blackened, play Trapped, Bleeding, and close with Blitzkrieg.
And in America, they're going to open with who cares.
Have you talked the Pizzle lately?
A little bit, yeah, actually. We were texting.
What's new in the Pizzle camp?
Not much. He's just waiting for me to finish these songs, which I've been working on.
The bowling ball's been working on them.
Yeah, well, I haven't even used the bowling ball yet. I've been programming drums, and since it's like really heavy music and it's fast music, it's, you know, it takes a little longer to program them just because there's a lot to.
Pizzle's going to play bass?
Yeah.
He is the bass player on this project.
He is bassing it up.
Damn, who's singing?
It's a buddy of mine named Jason.
Newstead?
Jason Newstead, yeah.
Okay.
And you know that his sister likes and still comments on stuff of mine. She just shared my... So I'm like, dude, she clearly remembers me. I'm like, I'm gonna ask her if we can get that Jason meet and greet.
What was her name?
Sarah.
That's right. There is so much I want to tell on the air right now, but won't.
But won't.
God, that was a good weekend, man. That's a mind fuck when you're done playing a show and a little 4'8" gal comes up to you and goes, I'm Jason Newsted's sister. Great show.
But then you kind of rub your eyes and you look at her and you're like, you look just like Jason.
And I'm like, that was bullshit. And then I'm like, wait a minute. You do look like you're from that family.
She looks like Jason.
Uh-huh. And then Pizzle gets talking to her. And then we got invited to that party in that barn.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah, and that's where we jammed like something. Yes. And you had
I broke the kick drum.
There was the little freaking combo amp, and that was the video where
yep.
You're like, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Because of the little amp, and I don't remember. I think Chris was jamming on it or something. I don't know.
Chris was singing. I was playing on that little four-piece Mapex, and then I ended up breaking the head on the kick. I think we were playing Leper at that party.
I think I was playing guitar.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. Just like we played Sandman with that house band in Bahrain. Remember that?
Sandman with the house band.
In Bahrain, the first venue we played at. The band that lived upstairs. Remember they played the night before us?
Yeah, that's ringing a bell.
And they played Enter Sandman, and you, me, and Chris played, but Pizzle was up in his room.
Why do I barely remember that?
I don't know, but I remember it vividly.
That place was packed.
It was packed.
I do remember that.
Do you think that if we went back to
that was a long...
Do you think if we went back to that venue right now, it would still be packed like that every night? That place was crazy. It was
the only place where American contractors stayed, so yes.
You know, it's times like that that I wish we would get our band back together just so we could go play internationally.
Learn to live again.
I just want to eat ribeye steaks for breakfast again.
You pay me money.
You pay me now.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?
Oh, dude, that was so funny.
Oh, God. I forgot we played with that house band. They lived on the top floor of that resort, I think.
Yeah, they had the whole top floor to themselves. Yeah.
I just barely remember getting up there the day we arrived and jamming with them. Well, I remember probably playing something, but I don't remember it was Sandman.
It's because we never slept.
I did. You fuckers couldn't adapt to the time change.
You didn't sleep. We came in your room and you were still awake.
I was on FaceTime. It feels like 47 years ago.
It sure does.
And then I look down and you and Bill and Pizzle are hanging out with those taxi cab drivers in that dirt lot that they sat in with their water cooler in 130-degree sun.
And it was like, what, like 7 o'clock in the morning? The sun's just coming up.
Like, why are you sitting out there talking to these guys in this dirt lot?
We were talking to the taxi cab drivers. They were trying to share their tea with us.
They couldn't speak English.
Oh, dude. That was hilarious. I still remember that vividly.
I remember that heat. Remember Bill and I tried to walk a block in the afternoon, and we had to dip into a 7-Eleven for air conditioning because we were like, literally out of breath because it was that hot.
They made it a half a block and said, I need a break.
And we were in black t-shirts. That was smart.
Yeah. Hey, we had shorts though.
Oh, good memories, man.
That was fun. I'd do it again.
I'm going to have memories in a couple days of watching the OJ funeral and people writing in their hate mail about me ripping on the Eclipse, but it's all good. It's all in fun and games.
Yeah, there's probably some people that listen that were, you know, looking at it or maybe taking pictures of
dot.
It or something.
Passing in front of a dot. I don't get it. I'm ending on that note. I don't get it.
And thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. And dots for all. Good night, Pizzle. Glad you're going to lay down some bass tracks for Winslow's project. Jerry Cantrell, thanks for misplacing your $1 million axe. And right. OJ, it was a hell of a life story.
It was a hell of a run.
It was a hell of a stabbing.
How's that? Hell of a car chase.
Do you know that fucker actually said he caught cancer? He had prostate cancer. He claims he caught it.
From
who says that? Who says they caught cancer? This shows you how dumb he is. Or was.
CTE, man. He got hit when he was in the NFL.
He didn't pass away, Jeff. He died.
He cried.
And with that, we say goodbye, Pizzle.
Goodbye, Fizzle.
Real quick, one band that should have hung it up and hasn't yet. You only get one choice. What was your top pick?
That, well, my top pick that needs to hang it up would have been Motley Crue.
Okay, that's it. There's your list.
That's my number one.
All right, I like it. Phil never called in. Kind of disappointed this week.
Next week.
Hoping. Maybe Mike Mueller stops in. We haven't heard Mueller in a long time.
Hey, do we have any other guests that want to stop in? Say hi.
Jeff Tate.
Run? Gene Simmons.
Dave the Snake Sabo.
Dave Mustaine.
Corey Taylor.
Yeah, he's not relevant anymore.
Jason Newsted. Chris Westfall. Bill McClure. The Bob Signal.
Yeah, Westfall. Give us a call.
That's all I got, man.
Why hasn't Bill come on here yet?
He's never been on. The only time he appeared on AFA is when you and I recorded in the van on the way home from Sturgis.
Oh, yeah. And he talked for like a couple seconds.
Yeah, he grabbed the microphone. We got a t-shirt giveaway going on.
That was back when we thought we were still going to continue being a band. So he was trying to promote.
Cross-promotion.
Cross-promotion.
It's funny how much Bill talks, but when the spotlight's on and the red record light's on, he's not a man of many words.
Very few words. But
William,
that's all he needs.
William McClure Jr.
Sir, Master William McClure Jr.
Mm-hmm. Billiam.
Billiam. I miss Bill. We gotta hang out.
I'm out. I'm gonna go look at some more OJ memes.
Come up to the States and hang out with Bill and I.
To the big state of the MN.
Yeah, I know you miss it. You miss these politics. These policies.
I don't. I miss June, July, and August, and that's it, sports fans.
That's fair.
Mark my words. Mark my word.
You're saying it wrong. You gotta say it like Ricky. Make my words.
Make my words. Minnesota Timberwolves, Western Conference Finals.
Oh, God, here we go.
But they will not go to the finals.
What about the Vikings and the Twins?
No. Twins
are going to crash and burn.
Twins in the first. What have the Twins played? 6 games now? Twins have already showed me that it's going to be a long season of poor pitching. The pitching is terrible.
Well.
Timberwolves, Western Conference Finals. I'm guessing they lose to Denver.
That's a hell of a pick.
So Western Conference Finals means they made it to the Final Four. That's what I'm going with. They will not make it to the finals.
I'd like to see it. I'd like to see if they can even make it that far because they haven't been relevant since Latrell Sprewell.
Well, it's funny you say that. Last time the T-Wolves were in the Western Conference Finals, 2004, 20 years ago, against Shaq and Kobe.
Oh, 2004. That's Latrell Sprewell and fucking it was KG Sprewell, and Sam Cassell.
KG, Sam Cassell, who looks like an alien.
Yep.
And Wally Zerbiak.
Zerbiak.
Yep. That was a great team.
That was a great team. That was the last time.
Shaq and Kobe showed up and just dominated.
Kobe.
Yep.
Kareem. You suck, Kareem.
Western Conference Finals. If they make it that far, I'll call it a successful season. They're just a little bit shy of finals talent.
They're going to win
it all. And experience.
They're going to win it all. A-Rod missed out on buying the T-Wolves. Now he's really going to be kicking his ass.
I have a feeling A-Rod doesn't have as much money as you think he does.
How would he not? That's Alex Rodriguez. That dude got paid so much money. Where did it all go?
Well, the Timberwolves owner's selling it for $1.3 billion. And A-Rod's with that other guy who's like a cousin of like Walmart. Walmart family.
There's some alimony too. He had to divorce J-Lo.
Something weird happened on that transaction where it didn't go through because NBA said they're not getting involved. It's between the ownership.
Yeah, and I saw something. He had like 24 hours to do something and he never responded or whatever. It's like, dude, how did you miss out on that deal?
Can you imagine being told you have 24 hours to cough up another $84 million? Okay, I'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something fishy going on there.
It's like Trump trying to find bond money.
Oh, that's funny.
Calling it right now. Timberwolves, Western Conference Finals, Donald Trump reelected president 2024. That's a call. That's a call.
They're going to fix it, and Don's going to get screwed again.
That's a call.
And I'm calling audible saying...
Pizzle, who you voting for? Never voted in my life.
When's the election? What year's the election?
Why are we voting? Who's this for?
Yeah, I'll vote for the president next year.
2025. Kamala 25. Because you voting for Harris? Who's that?
Yeah, Harris Sanders 25.
Oh, God. Harris AOC.
Oh, dude, you just ruined it there. It was funny until you went there, but now...
I know. Almost as funny as these OJ memes I'm already looking at. God, they're amazing.
Oh, God. Don't laugh too much, otherwise we might end up where he's at.
That's true. All right, I'm out.
All right, later.
Take care, man. See ya. Peace. Bye, Pizzle.
Bye, Pizzle.
Bye, Larry. Bye, Bob.
Bob, Larry.
And good night.
Shane, good night.
Bitches!
And hoes! When the world is turning